Yesterday we established that the Aseret Divros are probably meant to be related to it. It's like a separate section of the rest of Mikra. So Torah is Mikra, and we're Medayik in Rashi there, or Mitzvah Likrosa, right? Osios Machkimos, as discussed yesterday. But, the separation of the Luchos Ha'evan from the rest of Mikra was certainly very striking, and it was reinforced by the Mishnah in Tamid that suggested that the Kohanim actually davened every single day, including Shabbos, including the Aseret HaDibros. We were a little startled initially to find that the Birchas Kriyat Shema, either Avas Olam or Ava Rabba, is cut off from the Shalosh Parsiyos, Shema Vayayim Shema Vayomer, by the Aseret HaDibros, suggesting either that it's at minimum not a hefsek, or maybe even somehow intrinsically related. More on that in just a minute. But for now, before we deal with that more subtle issue, clearly the fact that the Kohanim are stating it every day reinforces its significance. And Eitan, just remind us, the Rambam thought, that is noteworthy, but I guess we shouldn't be all that surprised because the Aseret HaDibros are Yesod HaTzivoy Utchila. So it is two different yichusim, two different elements that make it distinct and separate, singular when it comes to the rest of Mikra. Yesod HaTzivoy, it's foundational. Everything can somehow either fit into it, or perhaps everything somehow is an outgrowth of it. Those are two different ideas. And it's also Tchilaso, it's the beginning of the revelation, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Sherotzei Sicha, and so on and so forth. So that already established a very prominent place for the Aseret HaDibros, it's Nifsak Lehalach, on the Rambam and Hilchos Tmidin Umusafin. I asked you to please make a mental note of the fact that, David, where is it recited from? It's stated in the Lishkas HaGazis. Misham Tetzei Hora Al Yisrael. I think that's a very important point, where the Rambam very seamlessly integrates it into his presentation of the Avoda, the Pious Hasheni, the Pious Hashlishi Revi, Lishitaso, Rami, because the Rambam is of the view Tzmidin Ula Avdo B'chol Vavchem Ezoi Avoda Shebelev. It's really a din in Mikdash, right? Avdeu b'taraso, avdeu b'mikdasho, in, right, Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Chamishia, avdeu b'mikdasho, Akiva, Kilomar, you should know this, Kilomar, Kilomar, avdeu b'saraso, avdeu b'mikdasho, he says, what does avdeu b'mikdasho mean? You would think that it's Karbanos, la'leches sham lihispalel. That's an amazing thing. Not the Avodas HaKarbanos, but the primary Avodas HaMikdash is Tfilah Kibesi Beis Tfilah Yikare, which is really an amazing thing when you stop to think about it. We then turn to a second Gemara in the first parak. Again, first Gemara being the Gemara Davei. See many Gemaras in the first parak in this sugya. We took a look at the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis. Daniel, why were we interested in that Gemara? It started out a little bit, far afield. It was talking about, of all things, Parshas Balak, and the Gemara wanted to include the pasuk of Kara Shachav Kari Uchlavi Miyakimenu, right? The parallel to Bishach B'chav Kumecha. It seems like an almost aggressive image, Kara Shachav Kari Uchlavi Miyakimenu, but Rashi makes it a very tranquil image where the lion worries about nothing, Habotchin Bahashem. So at the end of that Gemara, the last Tosos, almost as a free read, Tosos says, oh, and by the way, if you're wondering how they chose the Shalosh Parshios to begin with, Shema, Vayayim Shemoa, Vayomer, it is the Aseret HaDibros are Kulin Besochan, which is a shocking line because it makes it seem as if Shema, Vayayim Shemoa, and Vayomer, right, is only, valuable insofar as right. So then we were left with three questions. First, Noam. What did Noam suggest right away?
It's not really a mitzvah. Why not just lay in the Aseret HaDibros?
Oh, well, Shemi, what was... So he said, wait a second, isn't Kriyat Shema D'Oraisa, right? I wouldn't have expected you to know that. You had the same question, right? V'shach b'chav kumecha, isn't Kriyat Shema D'Oraisa? How can you suggest that, Kriyat Shema was just nitkan, as if it was like a dirabanan, to supplant, the Aseret HaDibros, number one. Number two is, why aren't we saying the Aseret HaDibros? You know, and number three, what's going on in the Beis HaMikdash? So the Aseres HaDibros is the real thing. Why even have Shema Vayayim, Shema Vayomer? And if somehow you need both, then what exactly is the value of the Aseres HaDibros, right? So they're very, very, very critical Tosos, very brief Tosos. We were just talking about your question from yesterday, Noam. But those are the three questions that we were really left with. So again, that's as far as yesterday went. We'll see the Yerushalmi in just a moment. But before we do that, we welcome Levi back in high style. Levi. Pious Shlishi Revi, that the Kohanim would draw lots for the Avoda. Okay. The Yerushalmi. Ben Zion, go ahead. Bibnei Ma Korin Shtei Parshios Halalu B'chol Yom. Second appearance of Rabbi Simon in Yerushalmi this year. It's getting more airtime in our shir than like anywhere, I think.
Rabbi Simon and Omer made a custom that Shviva Bikima, so which as it says in the Shalom, Rabbi Levi Omer made a custom that Shviva
Bikima. Right, so the day in Tosos that was being alluded to is clearly the day of Rabbi Levi, and Aseres HaDibros are Kulin Bahen. Again, that just begs the question. We're not quite there yet, so you know, why don't you just go for the real thing? And is that really the reason? You know, is the Nekudat Samachokis between Rabbi Simon and Rabbi Levi that Rabbi Simon is basically saying, you know, yeah, because it's the Din D'Oraisa Shekasa Behen B'Shchiva V'Kima means this is how we're Makayim the mitzvah of B'Shach B'Cha. Of Kumecha. So is that Kufa Machlokes? That would be the answer to Noam's question, that maybe Rabbi Levi didn't agree to that, right? Maybe he understands the Pasuk, you know, Ha'u B'divrei Torah Ka'amar, right? V'dibar Tabam B'shivtecha V'sech Lach V'darach V'shach V'cha of Kumecha, right? So just, you know, B'divrei Torah, that's going to be a very important idea for us. So let's see. Alpanai. Right. So again, I mean, so you know, there's you can buy these parallels, right? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. God is introducing Himself. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Right. Instead of God introducing, you know, Himself, Moshe is, you know, introducing God. I buy that. Lo Yelecha and Hashem Echad. It seems parallel. Menachem. Well, he's not talking about it twice a day. He's saying, why do we say it all together? Just said Bechol Yom. Where do you see twice a day? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Lo Sisa. This is a great line, famous line. Man derachim malka. Right. How do you interpret that line? Man de rachim malka lo mishtaba bishmei u mishaker.
One who truly is Elohim Hashem Elokecha wouldn't say Hashem's name and wouldn't say for shaker and wouldn't say for shaker.
Right. So that's really interesting, right? That it's actually a referendum, you know, on avas Hashem. There's a lot to say about that. I mean. I guess the first thing that comes to mind, you remember when we talk about the Kalos and the Chamuros? Prime?
Even though it's not an Isra Karis.
It's the only example that the Rambam Paskins in Perek Aleph of Ilchos Tshuva, that's not an Isra Misa or an Isra Karis, but it's still considered Mina Chamuros. Shua Shah V'Sheker. And that's normally associated with Kilo Yinakeh Hashem Esa Asher Yisa Hashem Lashav. But another way of thinking about it, according to this Yerushalmi, would be
it shows a lack of
honesty. It right. It's reflective of like a desiccation your overall spiritual persona. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We'll come back to the questions. I just want to make sure we establish the Yerushalmi. Okay. And then I know Akiva has been waiting and Yenison as well.
No,
Right. So that's not obvious. We need some explanation. What do you mean? Laman tizkru v'asisim is kometz osai. Right? It's from the third parsha. It's not from the shtei parshios. Okay. That's already an issue. But zachor yom haShabbos akatcha. What's laman tizkru? Rabbi Omer. Dichsiv. Again, also Nifsak Lalach on the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Lamed, the last halacha, the Rambam paskins this halacha that Shabbos is Shkula, Keneged Kol HaTorah Kula. Very important. Obviously, a lot to say about that. I'm learning Masechta Shabbos. This might be the Shir Psicha. But, okay, Laman Tizkru and Shabbos. Okay, you can see sort of, right, that's the schar, right? Kabeda Savich Vesimecha, fine. Miskatil, that's already getting a little esoteric. Titzrena, meaning that Hashem is saying, if you want to, you know, stay on the path, you got to be faithful with your levin, with your einayim. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have to libcha beinecha ani yada da'at li. I know that you are mine. Okay, lo signov. Okay, you know, very oblique at best. Right. Okay. So the reason I wanted you to see the Yerushalmi inside is what? Now, yeah, Akiva?
I mean, to me, Tosos says I am a Tinsak hole. And I don't personally with the lot of the internet could have done a lot of these connections.
Right. Once you see the actual, you know, once you see the actual makor, it really gets you thinking. You know, is it so directly related to the subject of either the two parshios or the shalosh parshios? So Akiva hit the nail on that. So this just raises the stakes even further, right? Now we're back to our original set of questions. It's like, how could you be mafsik with the Aseres HaDibros and the shalosh parshios? And is it really, you know, klulos besochan? I mean, in this very, very, very oblique sense, maybe, but not in a direct sense, not in a way that you would walk away with, you know, unless you knew these drushers and you already had these associations. So the Yerushalmi inside really just raises further questions. And again, you know, to highlight the point that we raised at the very beginning, and then we'll go to Akiva, Yenison, and Ephraim. Right? Is this like the way we should understand the machlokas between Rabbi Simon and Rabbi Levi? Maybe Rabbi Simon was saying, right, that the parshios that we recite as part of Kriyat Shema, the reason that we do that is because it's a mitzvah daraisa. That's what he means when he says de'isbe shchiva ukima. We know that that's a mitzvah daraisa, and we have to try. The rabbis have to figure out which parshios in the Torah was referring to. So those parshios are the parshios that, you know. Make the most sense. Again, the first paragraph, right? We have Bishnatz v'nach v'vart v'bam v'shitcha v'sech l'ach v'darach v'vishach b'chav v'kumecha. So there you have b'shach b'chav v'kumecha. And the only other time we really have that formulation in Torah is l'imad t'mosam t'b'neichon d'ar v'bam b'shitcha v'sech l'ach v'darach v'vishach b'chav v'kumecha. So maybe that's exactly what Rabbi Simon is saying. You're asking why we say these two parshios is because it's the Barinholtz point. That's the Doraisa. That's why we do it, because we're looking for B'shach Bacha Ukumecha. We're looking for passages of Torah that have that. And is Rabbi Levi saying no? What is Rabbi Levi saying? So that's really what we're going to try to get after, and you started to get after it in your Hachanos. So let's just go in order. Akiva, you were first, then Yenison, then Ephraim.
I think you alluded to this, but we start with Mitzvimakron Shei Parshios, and then
right.
Put multiple drachos from the Yomer. So how is that?
Yeah, so I said to Noam is that, you know, I'm always a little bit bothered by that question. I don't think it really gets to the fundamental issue, but the best speculation I can have is that that was for Rabbi Simon's Shita, right? Rabbi Simon is responding to this idea that, you know, there's this concept of B'shach B'cha of Kumecha, and those are the two paragraphs with B'shach B'cha of Kumecha. And Rabbi Levi says, yeah, you know, we say those two paragraphs as well as a third one because of the Aseres HaDibros. Okay, maybe Rabbi Simon would tell you that the third paragraph really isn't part of D'oraisa.
So what about for Reb Levi, why does it not relate to Sphiros?
No, you might have to do it for other reasons, but he's not saying this is the only reason you would do it.
Okay.
Right? That, I don't think that's necessarily a fair question. Yenison.
Just two fishes. Number one, for what's not for the second, I believe, sorry, third, or, well, the judgment of the Seesaw. Why exactly was it? I can't exactly... You link the idea of Shavuot as a sort of correlating with the Indian of Avashem, that and the Indian of Tarikol.
You might. I certainly hear where you're coming from, but the Chiddush of the Yerushalmi is that when you really love something, you instinctively recoil from debasing it.
So can we say that Yerushalmi is saying that Avashem and
I don't think we need this Yerushalmi for that, right?
I mean, you could say that one paragraph.
I mean, we said, you know, we spent the whole, you know, Shir HaKtam, we were talking about Avas Hashem, Afilu Hu No Tel Es Nafshecha. It's the ultimate, you know, expression of Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim, Ad Hasof. You know, V'yazov Kol Davar Shabolam Chutz Mimenu. I wish that were my line. Once again, he beat me to it.
I mean, additionally, also the winner. So, Joshua of Matiskar Betzal is referring to his first shot. I don't quite understand how we get out of Joshua.
Yeah, you know, it's also a good question. So, Leman Tiskru Vasisim is Kol Mitzvosai. So, he's operating with the assumption that there is a mitzvah, Shish Gula, Keneged Kol Mitzvah Shabbat Torah. There are only two. Those should definitely be moved. It costs the yeshiva a lot of money. But what are they? Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. Very good. Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. The Sifrei says yeshiva is shalosh shkula k'neged kol mitzvah shabbat Torah. Right. So, but be that as it may, if you operate with that assumption, so leman tiz kru v'asisim as kol mitzvah size, that's a remes to Shabbos. Yeah, he's referring to the continuation of the pasuk. Okay, who is next? Ephraim? Shimi, then Levi. I saw your hand pop up before.
Oh, I always forgot what I was going to say. Why I raised it in the garden.
Okay, no problem.
How could they have this tradition in Kosh Bob had that there's a link between the Sas Hadbar and the Deshma, when the three paragraphs of Deshma weren't all associated with each other from originally, but especially like the clear paragraph. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought, my understanding is that the third paragraph of Deshma originally was not really connected with the other two.
Well, we're gonna see that. I mean, that might be why it's Shtei Parshios and not Shalosh. There's a machlokas between Bnei Marava and the Bnei Bavel.
So my point is that they have this. Like,
no, we'll get to you in a second. Just hang on one second.
They have this like Parshios of definition.
Right.
The connection between all of these Parshios and the Hadibros, but the fact is that how can that be when the third Parshios of Kriyat Shema? How could that be linked to the Aseres HaDibros when it wasn't really even connected to the other two paragraphs of Yeshua?
Well, it might work in just the opposite direction, though, right?
that
you might have integrated it if that was what you were looking for.
You mean that they were each separately, the third paragraph and the first three parshiyos were separately associated and linked to the
Aseret HaDibros? If you think the idea is we should really say the Aseret HaDibros, let's say there's a technical problem and you can't do that, and you want to approximate them, you pluck 1, 2, 3. That might be the idea. Okay, so that's the way it sounds from Tosos. That's the way Tosos seems to have understood Shitas Reb Levi. No. Okay. People in the front aren't going to believe that you guys are actually raising your hands. Okay. All right. So Ben Sion, let's go. Now we're ready to... Oh. Tokhede Dibor. Mashi Baruch. Right. Well, it's really a good question, and you know, I think that if I could just paraphrase and just reformulate the question a little bit differently, nobody would have ever looked at that pasuk. I mean, you know, if you gave us all truth serum, you know, and said, ask the first question, the Gemara Brachos, Tana Hecha Kai. What are we talking about? You know, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Oh, it's based on the Pesuk, and we all assume that you know the Pasuk, as if that, you know, the Gemara presents it as if it fully answers the question. You know, Vishinatsu Venach Vidibar Tabam, Vishitacha Vesach, Lachavadarach, Vishachachav Kamecha. What does a Psha in the Pasuk really mean? That you're going to teach your children, you know, no matter where you are, when you're walking around, and when you're sitting at home, and you get up, and, you know, when you go to sleep, that, you know, you should be, you know, Talmud Torah is immersive. And everybody agrees that Vishinat Levanach, Animatim Osam Esbenechar, the two Mekoros for Talmud Torah, but nobody independently would have arrived at the conclusion that, oh, you know, Bishach Vacha Uv Kumecha, that's an absolute chiyuv, and by the way, we'll talk about that, to recite, let's say, specific sections of the Torah, right? It's an anomalous thing. And by the way, your question is so strong that you might even be right. We might even hear echoes of that later today if we get to it, and if not today, then for sure tomorrow. Okay? So that's a really good question. Sometimes you just have to go back to the pshat and say, what in the world? Who would have ever read that pasuk and thought, oh, there's a set of texts? It's almost like that's the opposite of the pasuk, I would have to say. That the pasuk gives you the sense that the Talmud Torah should be like a very naturalistic part of your life, that you should just always be talking about it. I love that drasha, right? Shelo yehi diburcha el abam, or sometimes ikar diburcha bam, depending on which version, that no matter what you're doing, you should always, you know, be talking about Torah. You're sitting around at home, you're walking on the path, you know, you're getting up, you're going to sleep. It, you know, kem chayinu v'rechemenu. That's what that pasuk really means, right? I think that question is such a powerful one, and people, you know, disregard it, but it's going to be the controlling question. So again, we'll see that Rav had a very, very, very important contribution on that basis to explain what would otherwise be a very difficult Gemara. Okay, Ben Sion, let's put you back on the ledger and get the Rambam started up here. We'll start with the Minyan HaKatzar, and then we'll go to the Mishnah Torah. And the differences are subtle, but, like, you know, as always, super important. Okay. So there's no question we're talking about a din d'oraisa, and there's no question that we're talking about a single integrated mitzvah. This is mitzvah yud, right? It's not mitzvah yud and yud aleph, right? And we'd have to wonder about why the Rambam thinks that it's one integrated mitzvah. And he thinks it's the nature of the mitzvah is a mitzvah's kriya. Okay? You have to be careful, right, to pronounce it correctly. Right? It's a mitzvah's kriya. It's a chovas kriya. You have to really be precise in the words anytime there's a mitzvah's kriya. There are certain rules and regulations, a mikra bikurim, right? There's always rules and regulations that come with any kriya that's a chiya. But lukro is kriya shma pa'amayim b'chol yom. So you're supposed to make this recitation twice a day. He doesn't give you, and again, it's the Minyan HaKatzar, so it's not a kasha. The Rambam does not have to give you all the details in the Minyan HaKatzar. It's really just to list what the mitzvahs are, to tell you what source texts they're derived from. Nothing more than that. So I'm not asking a kasha, I'm just making an observation that he doesn't tell you when that would be. If a person didn't have any other information, they might think that you could do it like one right after the other. Right? Do it once, do it twice. You know, pamayim b'chol yom. That is the source text of the Rambam. Now let's see the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Kriyat Shema, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and see the Rambam's formulation. We'll see this Rambam hopefully dozens and dozens of times. So this is just the first time, and each time we'll be looking at a different aspect of it. Okay, Ben Zion, go ahead. Right. So that becomes the basis of the Ramban's critique. It's a little hard time believing that that could be true, but that's the way it would appear from the Minyan HaKatzah, right? The mitzvah is to do it twice a day, right? So if you do it once a day, then you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, or at least not the full mitzvah. You could ask the most common question ever asked at TABC, which is,
can you wash your credit?
Will there be partial credit?
I thought that was, will there be a slave?
Okay.
No.
Mishnah Torah.
Is there food?
Pamayim v'chakol yom, according to Kriyat Shema, ke'erev u'mavokeh, shenemar v'shachbukha u'kumecha, v'shah shederech v'nayadam shofen zev
v'zehu layla,
v'shah shederech v'nayadam shofen zev
v'yom. So as you can already see, we're not going to get into this for now, but Pater below Klum Yefshar, right, is a very confusing part of this Rambam, as he starts off Avi by saying Ba'eruv Uvaboker, and then he turns around to say Laila and Yom. And those are not the same thing, and obviously we'll need to talk about that. But that's not what I'm interested in right now. What's that? Okay, so I hear you. I hear you. Rashi's insisting on Laila, and Tosfos is just, you know, saying Erev. Okay, I hear you. That's why I'm just I'm raising consciousness. That's all I'm doing. But you know, what's the what am I really interested in now? What's the subtle point that I'm super interested in terms of the Rambam's slight change? Well, okay, but like I said, that's not what we're going to talk about. It's important, Mikey. Okay, right. But why does he only quote the two words?
These exact words are... tell us that we say Krishna.
Well, that's the Ba'erev Uvaboker part. He's trying to explain that. It's just not clear why he would switch to Laila or Yom. But what am I after? Yehuda, what am I after? This is like a subtle difference, Ben Zion. Right. Again, like I said, you know, it's not such a kash in the Minyan HaKatzah. Okay, Akiva.
The way he formulates the first couple words, "Likros Kriyat Shema."
Oh, thank you. Okay.
One seems like it's like the main focus, and the other time, like, the
Yom is Mahai. Thank you. Okay, so that was a very important point. Okay, so it was already clear, the Rambam had started down the path, if you will, that it's one mitzvah, it's one integrated mitzvah to do, you know, this kriya, this reading twice a day. That's the Minyan HaKatzah approach, right? In the Mishnah Torah, it seems like it's a din in the Yom. And when I say Yom, I'm not excluding Laila for a second, okay? Right, so it's a din in a unit of time, pa'amayim b'chol yom. Right, so that's an amazing thing. The Rambam was already, you could already see, you know, I tried to show you, I think, there's a certain kind of an evolution here. In the Minyan HaKatzah, the Rambam is already headed down that road, but he's very focused on the Ma'isa Mitzvah and the Kriya. Right, when it comes to Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, of Hilchos Kriyat Shema, there the Rambam, right, presents it as, you know, every single day, right, you've got to do something. Well, what does that even remind you of in the Rambam? Tefillah, thank you. Right? Every single day there's a din d'oraisa. Every single day you've got to recite Kriyat Shema twice. Right? This is a very, very important way of integrating the two kriyos. Because it's not even an independent mitzvah to read it. It's something that the day itself is mechayev. So look at the Ramban. The Ramban rebels against the whole idea.
more of a rubble.
Nice. I like that term. Yeah. Shemi, let's read the Ramban. Let's read the Ramban.
Well, I wanted to say something else.
Oh, okay. So just, do you want to just hang on 1 second? I want to give Rav Moshe ben Nachman his due. Yeah. So he rebels against the whole thing. He said, what are you talking about, a din in the day? Torahs. So the Ramban is bemused by the Rambam's idea. He said, what's he talking about? So you didn't do Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, you shouldn't do Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis, but you wouldn't do the Ketores, you know, Shel Boker, you wouldn't do the Ketores Shel Bein Arbayim. You were Mevatel, the Tamid Shel Shachar, so you should be Mevatel, the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So the four mitzvahs just became eight. Because the Mincha, the Ketores, the Tamid, right? And Kriyat Shema. So the Ramban, it seems like a simple machlokas, but it's really drilling down. So the Ramban is saying, you know, it's a Maisa Kriya. The Zman is distinct. Why should we even count it as part of the same mitzvah? Now, for the Rambam, if you really understand his Shita, right, he's, you know, it's Mimizrach Admarav. Because what he's saying is, right, there's no real independent din of Kriya. It's Pamayim Bechol Yom. The day itself is the Mechayiv. And the day means, in the context of Kriya, Shema, B'shach B'chol Gemecha, either if you want to say, you know, Yom and Laila, or Erev or Boker. Either would be acceptable answers so far for the Rambam in Hilchos Kriya Shema Perek Aleph Halach Aleph. So clearly the Rambam felt there was something else that was going on here. And the difference between the Rambam and the Ramban is not a technical one, right? Eitan, it's not, do you count it as one versus two? It's clearly a reflection of a completely different nature and understanding of what the nature of the mitzvah really is. Okay, now, apropos this point, I know that some of you guys have already been, ready to get to this, and we'll get to it in a second. So let's get to Shimi, and then hopefully we'll at least set up tomorrow with, you know, what the Rambam's point appears to have been. The Ramban has a more simple explanation. On the basis of this alone, I formally nominate you. Again, I don't know what my nomination is worth, to be the chief rabbi, not only of NASA, but of the ISS, exactly as you said. I hope, all I can say is, I hope the Russians will agree to this. I don't know what they'll demand in return, okay? Okay, now, all of you guys have been itching to say, so what was the pshat for the Rambam, obviously? What's the Mechayev? Yeah, but I don't have to do two sets of jumping jacks every day.
Every day you're supposed to have an affirmation at the beginning and the end of your day of Kabbalah's Malchus.
Thank you. Kabbalah's Malchus Shemaim. Don't take it from me, but take it from the Rambam, which is, of course, based on his understanding, probably of the Mishnah in the second parak, the first Mishnah of the second parak, but also numerous other sources, which I assume you saw. So that's 12, 13, and 14. So the first giveaway, so to speak, is in the Rambam himself, you know, eight mitzvos earlier, okay, in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Daniel, go ahead. HaMitzvah HaShnia. Okay, so Poel HaMetzius means the person who literally is actively driving reality. Sibato HaRishona means the first cause, right? If being God was a relay race, you might say the Sibato HaRishona, he ran the first leg, he got things going, and then he said, wow, you know, I gave us a good lead. You know, I'm handing the baton over to the Poel HaMetzius. You know, he's going to, you know, run the... the second leg, and then you have the guy who's going to be in charge of Yemos HaMashiach. He'll run the anchor leg. So that's not the way it works. The Rambam says, you know, Po'el HaMetzius is the same as the Sibato HaRishona. Okay, Po'el HaMetzius. So right now, right, God who's, you know, Borei U'manhig L'chol HaBruim, right, involved, in charge, actively. So he's the same one who brought the world into existence, right? Now, you could theoretically imagine, this would be heretical, but one could theoretically imagine a scenario. Let's say you had somebody who, like, let's say, founded, a project and then handed it off to the next person, you know, to run it, right? So the Rambam is saying is that that's not what we believe, that the Po'el HaMetzius in Sibato HaRishona, Echad, who Amar Yisala, Rov HaMidrashos, Tim Sam Yomro Amanas, Nechdenu Yivirabim Kayet. Please underline that. It's an absolutely critical line. Akiva, what category is that under? Sibato HaRishona or Po'el HaMetzius? Thank you. Please bear that in mind. Along right there next to Lishkas HaGazis. Okay? Many sources. Vikru gam kein zos hamitzvah malchus. So this is also, this derives from Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. This is also the mitzvah of malchus, or as Akiva just expressed it, kabbalas malchus shamayim. When we recite this, we accept the sovereignty of heaven. God's unity and God's sovereignty is linked. And by the way, that makes sense, because you can have 100 senators, but you can only have one king. No, I'm serious. You know, that's a very important point, right? Right? Kihem yomru. Okay, very good. So, the Rambam's perspective here is deeply rooted in the Mishnah. The Rambam's perspective about, you know, mitzvahs yichud Hashem and mitzvahs kabbalas malchus shamayim being localized to the same pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, even being two sides of the same coin, right, is actually in Mefura Shemishna, right? So, Shai, go ahead. Amr Yeshua ben Karcha. Not why do you say both, but what justifies the order? Right, so Parshas Shema, apparently defined by the first pasuk, is being described in the Mishnah as Kabbalas Malchus Shemaim. And then a person should be Mekabal Ol Mitzos Ayayim Shamoa Tishmu El Mitzosai. So this is extremely important. So Akiva, your comment before was accurate, right? It's a Mefurish Rambam Elchos Halacha Beis, or Mitzvah Beis in the Sefer Mitzvos. And it's also the first Mishnah in the second Perek of Brachos. Let's just try to establish one more Makor that really, I think, speaks to exactly this point. Shai, keep on going. V'chayovin b'tfila, mezuzah. Right, so there's a lot of questions about all of these, and we could spend all year, you know, trying to figure out each of these issues, but let's just focus on the first part of the Mishnah, the Reisha, Nashim Avadim Uktanim, Turim Mikriyat Shema. So the Gemara says, well, like, why do you need the Mishnah to tell you this? Right, so you assume Kriyat Shema is linked to time, B'shach B'chav Kumecha, it's only a Mitzvah Saseh, Mitzvah Saseh Shas Man Grama. So the Gemara responds, wow. So, how do you understand the Havamina? The Havamina can clearly be understood in one of two very different ways. The Maskana is clear that Nashim are Peturos. But what was the Havamina to be Mechayiv them?
That they're Chayiv in Kabbalah's Omo Shemayim.
Right, that's what the Gemara is suggesting, but analyze that from one of two different perspectives. Is the Gemara saying, because there's Malchus Shemayim, then despite the fact that it's a mitzvah saseh shasman grama, it's like so important that we can't imagine, just give me another 30 seconds, we can't possibly imagine an entire class of Jews being exempted from this mitzvah. Alternatively, that if there is Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim, what does that mean? Shai, say it louder, say it prouder.
It's Tame, it's not, there's no Mitzvah, there's no Zman Grama at all.
Exactly, that once you say that it's Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim, then you can't really say, okay, maybe you do the Maisa Mitzvah Kriya twice a day, but you can't possibly really say that it's tied into time. It's a state of awareness. It's a state of being. So once you talk about it being Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim, you know, maybe you're verbalizing that twice a day, but what does anybody for a moment think that women aren't obligated in Sefer HaMitzvot's mitzvah beis? They're not obligated to be Mekabel Malchus Shamayim? Women, to use Levi's expression, can be Mordos B'Malchus? Preposterous. So that's the way that I prefer to understand the Gemara. And then the maskana, which is much less obvious, is to say, okay, yeah, of course, they're pturos from the Maisa Mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, of the Maisa Kriya, but they're certainly not pturos from Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim. Okay? So the Rambam, when he started out by saying, Pamayim b'chol yom, Koren Kriyat Shema, right, what the Rambam seems to have been expressing, especially in light of that subtle change, when he said, Koren Kriyat Shema Pamayim b'chol yom, where you could have argued, based on the Minyan HaKatzer, that the nature of the mitzvah is really fundamentally mitzvah's kriya. When you start to get into the idea of the yom being mechayiv something, just like each day brings with it an obligation to be mispalel, according to the Rambam, it's very, very tempting to say that each day brings an obligation to be mekabel ol malchus shamayim, not just once, but twice, right, in each time zone of the day, right, which we call either erev or boker, and yom v'layla. That's why the Gemara couldn't really be sure initially that women should be exempted. And the Gemara ultimately concluded, okay, fine, if the Mishnah is telling us, the Stam Mishnah is telling us they're exempted, we'll assume that they're exempted from the Kriya. But nobody would really say that they're exempted from Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim. So it could be Gufa the Machlokas right now between the Rambam and the Ramban is what exactly is the Mechayiv? Is there a Din Kriya that happens to be twice a day? Or is there fundamentally a Chiyuv of Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim that we've attached to a particular set of texts? Now again, what's compelling about that, to connect the two halves of the shiur, is, of course,
it's that pasuk that it's either that you're tying it, that though it seems counterintuitive, to say that that is you tied to specific text at specific time. Rather, it's about the constant of a chush shemayim that permeates every area.
Okay, good. And if you were to excellent, I fully agree. And if you were to say there's maybe another text that could really serve the same function, it would be, of course, Aseres Hadibros, which, by the way, starts off with Kabbalah's Malchus Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzeisicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. In the Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvah Beis, what was one of the few things that he mentioned that's part of Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim? Hotzianu Me'avdus L'Cheiros. Okay, so now you see, yeah, we're sort of building up momentum very slowly here, but we're getting there, okay? So all of this is, you know, very, very important. We will daven mincha now, and we will pick it up, God willing, tomorrow after Rabbi Sablov.